New York real estate headlines. NIDAR Online launches New York public records and property search portal. NIDAR Online has expanded its public records database to include New York property tax records, assessor data, and property search tools for New York County. Real estate professionals in NY can now access centralized property records and tax assessments to streamline due diligence, valuation, and transaction research. Bookmark NETIER Online's NY portal to quickly pull property records and tax data during your next deal. /state/NY/county/New York. New York real estate headlines. NY commission rates. What realtors need to know before closing. A guide breaking down real estate commission costs for anyone buying or selling a home in New York. Understanding commission structures helps NY real estate professionals set competitive rates and manage client expectations in a complex market. Review the full commission breakdown at tah.fastexpert.com/blog/realestatecommission-new-york/. New York real estate headlines. New York property records search tool launches for deeds, permits, and owner lookup. PropertyChecker.com has launched a New York-specific portal to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in NY can streamline due diligence and client research without toggling between multiple county databases. Bookmark /newyork.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups across New York markets. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NY cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most NY jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.